Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to humanize a drum and bass groove in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices, and we're aiming straight for those jungle and old-school DNB vibes. So think less perfect grid and more drummer with attitude, sampler with history, and a groove that actually breathes. The big idea here is simple. The classic jungle feel comes from contrast. The kick and snare stay solid, but the hats, ghost notes, break slices, and little percussion details can move around just enough to feel alive. We are not trying to make the drums sloppy. We are trying to make them feel played. Let's start with a clean drum loop. Open Ableton Live 12 and make a new MIDI track. Load up a drum rack with your favorite break samples, or just a basic kit with kick, snare, closed hat, open hat, and maybe a ghost snare or a rim. If you're using a chopped break, keep the first version simple. That way you can actually hear what each humanizing move is doing. Build yourself a two-bar pattern first. Put the kick in a strong, stable place. Put the snare on 2 and 4. Add a few hats, some offbeat movement, and maybe one or two ghost notes around the snare. The key is not to make every bar identical. Even tiny changes between bars can make a huge difference. Now for one of the most useful tools in Ableton for this style. The groove pool. Open the groove pool and drag in something like an MPC swing groove. MPC 16 swing is a great place to start. MPC 8 swing can also work if you want a different feel. If you want a more broken, chopped movement, you can even try a triplet-based groove. Apply it to the drum clip and listen carefully. Start subtle. You do not want to smear the groove all over the place. Try tining around 55-65%, random around 5-15%, and velocity around 10-25%. That gives you movement without losing the backbone. And that backbone matters, especially in DNB. If the snare starts drifting too much, the whole groove can lose its punch. Here is a good teacher tip. Keep the kick and main snare mostly firm. Let the swing affect the hats, ghost hits, break fragments, and fill notes more than the backbeat. That's where the human feel really comes alive. Next, let's shape the dynamics with velocity. Open the MIDI notes and make sure not everything is hitting at the same level. Your main snares should be strong and consistent. Ghost snares should be much quieter. Hats should have some variation too. If every closed hat is the same velocity, it starts sounding like a typewriter. If the velocities breathe, the pattern starts sounding like a person. A rough starting point could be main snare hits around 110-127, ghost snares around 25-60, closed hats around 55-95, and open hats around 80-110. You do not have to copy those numbers exactly, but they are a good reference point. The main thing is contrast. Strong hits should feel strong, and ghost notes should feel like texture, not extra snare attacks fighting for attention. Now we'll add some subtle looseness in timing. You can do this by nudging certain notes slightly. Move some ghost notes a tiny bit late. Push one or two hats a touch early. Vary repeated hits instead of cloning them exactly. If you recorded the pattern, you can also use light quantization instead of snapping everything perfectly to the grid. Something like 50-70% quantize is often enough. And this is important. Do not move your kick and snare around too much. In jungle and old-school DNB, the beat can be loose, but it still needs to hit hard. So let the supporting details move more than the core backbeat. Ableton Live 12 also gives you some useful variation tools for repeated notes. If you've got a row of 16th hats or a stack of ghost hits, use those tools to create slight differences in chants, velocity, or note behavior. You can let a few notes drop out occasionally, or change the feel of repeated hits so they do not sound cloned. That little bit of unpredictability goes a long way. Another big trick. Do not give every layer the same swing. This is a classic DNB move. Keep the kick and main snare mostly straight. Add more groove to hats, percussion, break slices, and ride patterns. If everything swings equally, the beat can get blurry. But if some elements stay tight, while others lean and wobble a little, the groove feels much more like a real performance. Now let's add some character with drum bus. Put drum bus on your drum group or your break layer. Start with a little drive, maybe 5-20%, and keep the boom controlled. A little transience boost can help if you want the hits to pop more. A tiny bit of crunch can add grime, and a little air can brighten the top end if needed. But be careful. Too much boom can mess up your low end, and too much drive can flatten the whole groove. The goal is that slightly smashed, sample-based, old-school pressure without destroying the movement you just created. Next up, EQ8. Use EQ8 to clear out the mud and make space. If your break or top loop is muddy, high-pass the non-bass drum layer somewhere around 80-150 Hz. If it sounds boxy, cut a bit around 200 to 400 HC. If the hats need more detail, a gentle boost in the 5 to 8K HC range can help. Just remember, if your bass line is doing the heavy lifting, the brake should support the track, not fight the sub. After that, we can use glue compressor to tie everything together. A little glue goes a long way. Try a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, a medium attack, and auto release or something in the 0.3 to 0.6 second range. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You want the loop to feel like one performance, not a bunch of separate samples taped together. If you compress too hard, you can kill the bounce. So keep it light and let the groove breathe. Then add some saturator for that old school grit. A small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 5 dB, with soft clip enabled, can make the drums feel warmer, rougher, and more sampler-like. This is one of those tiny moves that can make the whole thing feel more authentic. Again, the key to subtlety. You want texture, not distortion for the sake of distortion. Now let's make the loop evolve. You can automate auto filter for a subtle build or transition. Maybe a gentle low pass opening before the drop, or a slow high pass sweep in a fill. If you want a more obvious rhythmic effect, beat repeat can work too, but use it sparingly. Light settings, low mix, short gate, and only on transition moments. That way it acts like a special effect, not a permanent layer. A jungle loop really comes alive when it changes every few bars. So once your two-bar idea is working, turn it into a simple arrangement. Maybe bars 1 to 4 are the main groove. Bars 5 to 8 add an extra ghost note or a new hat layer. Bars 9 to 12 remove a kick or introduce a fill. Bars 13 to 16 bring in a break variation or a snare roll. The idea is to keep the listener interested without needing a giant arrangement. Here's a great old school trick. Repeat with variation. Instead of rewriting the whole groove, make tiny changes every 2 or 4 bars. Change one ghost hit, remove one hat, shift one perk hit slightly early. Swap one snare layer for a rim or clap texture. Add a quick snare flam or a short reversed break slice at the end of a phrase. Those small edits are what make a loop feel alive. And here's a very useful beginner rule. If you can instantly notice the edit, it's probably too strong. If you feel the change after a couple of loops, you're probably in the sweet spot. Let's talk about a few common mistakes. First, over-quantizing everything. That usually makes the groove stiff and robotic. Second, using too much swing. D&B still needs drive. Third, randomizing velocity too much so the main snare loses power. Fourth, compressing the life out of the loop. And fifth, piling too much low end into the break layer and stepping on your bass line. Keep the low end clean. Let the sub do its job. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, keep the kick and snare dry and strong, and move the hats, ghosts, and fills more than the core beat. You can also layer a dark, filtered top loop, or duplicate the break and process the copy more aggressively while blending it in quietly underneath. That gives you grime and thickness without losing clarity. A very short ambience or room sound can also help the drums feel more like a real space, but keep it short. Long lush reverbs usually fight the energy in this style. Short, tight, and controlled is the move. Let's do a quick practical challenge. Build a 4-bar jungle drum loop. Start with kick, snare, hats, and one ghost snare. Apply an MPC swing groove from the groove pool. Set timing around 58%, velocity around 15%, and random around 8%. Then manually lower the ghost snare velocities. Nudge one hat slightly early and one slightly late. Add drum bus with light drive. Clean the mud with a Q8. Glue it lightly with glue compressor, and then duplicate the loop and change one detail every 2 bars. Then play it with a bass line and listen. Does the kick still punch through? Do the ghost notes support the groove? Does it feel like a human performance instead of a loop on rails? If yes, you're on the right path. So let's wrap it up. To humanize D&B drums in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices only, start with a strong pattern. Use groove pool for subtle swing, shape velocity, so the groove breathes. Add small timing differences to hats and ghosts, and then use drum bus, AQ8, glue compressor, and saturator to give it that old-school pressure. Add movement over time with light automation and small arrangement changes. And remember this, humanize does not mean messy. It means alive. It means the groove feels like somebody actually played it. That is the energy that makes jungle and old-school D&B hit so hard. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version, a lesson outline, or a more advanced follow-up on humanizing bass lines.